This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. I've talked many times in the past about how I think that college athletes, particularly football and basketball players, should really be paid employees of their school, because the whole amateur sham that the NCAA pulls off really is ripping off these students. You know, they're getting a college education, but it doesn't cost the college much more. After all, it's just another chair in a classroom in many of these cases. And these are kids who, you know, chances are they're not going to go on to the pros and become multimillionaires. Meanwhile, their schools are taking down huge amounts of money. But there is this system that's set up by the NCAA that's supposed to draw a hard line between the pros and the amateurs. And to make sure that the kids are in the amateur column, they've got very strict rules and regulations when it comes to recruiting high school kids to come to those colleges. Well, my next guest has written a terrific piece about some of the ways the NCAA has fined one school in particular, the Oklahoma Sooners, for some really minor things that they've done in just the last year and a half. His name is Ryan Aber. He's a sports writer who covers the Sooners and other Oklahoma City teams for the Oklahoman and for NewsOK.com. Ryan, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me on.
What are a couple of examples of the little minor infractions that you found in this list that you got of NCAA violations?
Well, we got 246 pages of mostly self-reported violations by OU's compliance department, and most of them were pretty ordinary: texting and calling recruits outside of the allowed time. There was some strange ones, though, like another one involving texting. A coach texted a recruit's father to get directions to his house for an allowed official visit or an allowed in-home visit, and it was allowed for him to go to his house to sit in front of him and have a conversation, but he couldn't text him for directions to the house.
Why? Why? That's the question I kept asking as I was reading through your article. Why would that not be okay?
Because it's the NCAA, and they have hundreds of pages of bylaws that break down in minute detail these things, and some of them make sense on their face, some of them make sense when you start thinking about the consequences of them, and some of them are completely ridiculous.
Okay, like I can see where the NCAA could say to a student, you know what, you can't accept a job from a booster for a college team, because that's not going to, you know, that's going to look like you're not a, quote, amateur, unquote. And every time I say that, by the way, I want you to picture air quotes around it, because this is all a farce. And I can see why, you know, there could be some good recruiting rules so that you don't have kids who are getting manipulated and exploited. I can see that you'd want to have those in place. But the example you just gave, or the one that's my favorite, tell the one about the kids eating too much pasta.
Well, after the graduations last May, OU held an athletic banquet for their graduating seniors, and just a time to sort of celebrate with all those athletes. And while most of them, it's not a problem because they're not confined by the NCAA anymore since they've graduated, there were a few athletes who had graduated, but hadn't completed their athletic eligibility. Like a couple of football players, and they had a pasta buffet there. And the NCAA has a rule that you can have those kind of celebrations, but they have to be light refreshments and snacks. They can't be a full meal. So afterwards, the compliance department found this. They went back to the kids and said, well, there are 150 people there. It cost, I believe, $520 for the pasta. Yeah, so your portion is $3.83, and you must pay that to the charity of your choice in order to continue your eligibility with the NCAA.
$3.83 worth of pasta.
Yeah. And these were the two guys that we know who admitted afterwards that they were some of the culprits in this. Said that, first of all, they were offensive linemen. They said, we definitely ate more than $3.83 worth, so they paid $5 to a chair.
We were carbo-loading that day. Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, when these things that you're talking about, these were self-reported by the Sooners, right?
Yes, they were found by the compliance department in several different ways. Just like the pasta one was found when they were going over the bills from the catering service. And they're like, we had a couple guys there who hadn't finished their eligibility, so we've got to look at this rule 16.1.11.6. And sure enough, violated that. So they send it in to the NCAA, and they say what their punishment they believe should be. And the NCAA most of the time says that's okay, but sometimes comes back and says, well, you have to do this, this, and this as well.
Now, here are a couple of examples that you have on your list from a couple of years ago when assistant coaches at OU sent congratulatory texts to kids who had signed with the school. In other words, they had signed a piece of paper saying, I'm coming to your school. And so the coach said, hey, congratulations on signing. We're looking forward to having you here. That's a violation of the NCAA regulations?
Apparently so, and that's one of those ridiculous ones because in 24 hours, that athlete's going to be part of your program and be officially signed. Everybody can talk to him, and at that time probably was signed during because it was on signing day when they send these texts, and it's just the ridiculousness of the minute detail in these recruiting regulations and regulations that pertain to athletes who are already on campus that sort of make the NCAA easy to look at and laugh at.
What do the coaches and the athletic director at OU say about this?
Well, we haven't been able to talk to them about this specifically, but you also got to remember that the coaches, especially on the football side, are big reasons why these rules are like they are, especially the texting rules, which came back and bit OU a lot during these self-reported violations. There's the 18-month period that we had the list of, and I think they lost something like 5 or 6 weeks of being able to contact recruits. Recruits could contact them, but they couldn't reach out because of some of these violations that they committed. But it's the football coaches who have made these texting rules what they are. A couple of years ago, the NCAA wanted to open up texting across the board, much like they do in virtually every other sport, especially basketball. But the football coaches said, no, 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 we want to keep the regulations. And you have, I believe, something like 40 of the 50, 55 violations that we found were based on texting.
These are not all about the football program, by the way. The NCAA oversees all college athletics, and you have a story in this list of a transgression by a member of the women's soccer team. What was that one?
The women's soccer team. Let's see. You have to remind me of that one since there were so many of them that I had.
Wi-Fi at a hotel.
Oh, yes, of course. A soccer recruit was on an official visit, which is a visit that's paid for by the school. They were able to fly them in, to keep them up in a hotel, to show them around campus for a weekend usually. And the soccer recruit was staying at the Embassy Suites here in Norman and decided she wanted to get on the Wi-Fi and cruise the internet on her laptop. Well, she charged it to her room. The bill went to the school. The assistant coach, who was in charge of paying for the making sure the room was paid for, didn't catch it, so didn't get reimbursed for it. And because of that, she had received the extra, I believe it's $9.95 for the wireless at Embassy Suites.
Mm-hmm.
And she was ruled ineligible to compete at OU until she had paid that $9.95 back. And that's just yet another crazy NCAA rule.
We will pay for your hotel room. We'll pay for your hotel room, no problem. You know, but don't watch any movies on TV. Certainly don't log on to Wi-Fi. And do not touch that mini bar. Otherwise, we're going to have to pay everything back and be, in a heap of trouble. It is ridiculous. Ryan Aber is a sports writer for the Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. Covers the Sooners of Oklahoma in Norman and a bunch of other sports in Oklahoma City as well. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend, on the air every Saturday and Sunday on the Envision Networks.